Chapter 21. The guard posts for Cerberus's research and development compound were the height of modern technology. State-of-the-art surveillance systems manned 24 hours a day, 365 days a year by human staff trained to profile all visitors, employees, and contractors. To support them, 37 servers devoted to artificial intelligence units who ran background checks, cross-referenced behavior, and did the day-to-day maintenance tasks, such as ensuring that all cameras were functioning within expected parameters and repairing any damaged subroutines. They learned on an exponential curve and were updated daily with lists of undesirables. Runner teams had thrown themselves against the defenses, technological and human, and been torn asunder by the multitude of .5 caliber miniguns mounted on the wall. If you were lucky enough to survive the barrage of bullets, you had to face roving security patrols working on randomized patterns. 4 security guards per team, usually plucked from the ranks of military service and compensated well, each upgraded with enough cutting-edge cyberware to buckle their sanity, and turned loose. Loyalty chips were installed and locked in as a matter of course, ensuring complete obedience as long as you had the correct passphrase. They had a ruthless reputation, and deservedly so. Medical ethics boards called for a halt to the practice, but a few creds in the right pockets and they had been silenced. Beyond them lay the compound itself, with its own internal security systems. Fingerprint scanners, retinal imagers, and biometric gateways on top of the usual metal detectors and 3D imagers. ID cards and holographic verification patrols. And then the ever-present human element poised to hit the panic button should the need require. To say it was impossible was an understatement. Weeks of planning and prayers to every god in existence were required to breach the first 2 layers of safeguards. The third, well, that was where even the best runners in the game met their match. Cerberus was the only corporation in the city, in the country, to have a 0 break-in record. And that was shattered in 37.9 seconds by their own creation. Alpha monitored the stream of information with focused attention, redirecting drones, interrupting cameras as they moved at lightning speed through the compound. The patrols were easily detected and avoided, and the human element supposed to keep them out gave them their entry vector. A sneaked rendezvous left an open door. Adam quickly accessed the system and entered. A lightning-quick search through the employee database gave him a close enough match, and his nanites flashed silver and shifted his clothing to match a standard uniform and ID tag. His retinal pattern shifted to mimic the stored file. Adam knew these corridors from personal experience. He had been escorted from room to room for testing and evaluation every day he had resided here. This was part of the post-processing facility, removed from the experimentation labs themselves, but with access to the data backbone of the compound.
Interfacing with security lock processor. Detecting encryption pattern in use. Cerberus pattern N-34-P936 detected. Encrypting authorization data packets. Security codes accepted. Scan iris to proceed.
Adam stepped close, raising his eyes to the scanner. Green light flashed out, tracing the patterns of color, and the door clicked open. Adam looked up and down the corridors, a visual inspection to reinforce what his sensors were telling him, and ducked inside. The room was empty of personnel and laid out as he remembered. A height-adjustable reclining chair at the center of the room, surrounded by monitors and machinery. Cabinets more than likely holding medication and the various items of torture that they had tried to convince him were standard medical equipment. They had tested his pain tolerances here, fine-tuning his autonomic reactions until they were crystal clear. Even under emotional restrictions, he had dreaded his visits here. Perhaps he would have the chance now to repeat the experiments, but this time his hand would be on the controls, and they would be the ones screaming. The network code was easy to crack. The same staff used the same passwords recycled every 30 days with only minor variations. Predictable and hardly secure. Adam let his connectors extend, slotting easily into the port. Data filtered through his own neural pathways as he sifted it for any mention of Chris. 2 file records were found. The first was as an addendum on a capture or kill order filed 2 weeks ago. He was the primary subject, but Chris was mentioned by name. That itself raised a warning. To know his name, someone would have done surveillance on them or interacted with them in some manner, and Adam could not pinpoint any occasion in the time since he had met Chris that any Cerberus employee could have gotten that close. The second was a work order that filled Adam with cold fear.
Subject, Alan, Christopher Neal, age 23, sex male. Cyber enhancements, none. Evaluation, positive. Scheduled for processing. Location, Biolab 1.
Adam read and reread the file. There was a complete medical workup stored against the work order. Scans, notes, every piece of medical information that was ascertainable by modern science. Drug charts and observational reports. Projections, calculations, cyberware lists. Operations scheduled, attending physicians, everything necessary to incorporate Chris into the Genesis program. Adam's mind flashed back to memory clips of his procedure. Pain, suffering, endless operations, the searing mass that were the nanites pouring into him, working their way through his bloodstream, the convulsions, the iron-hard muscle cramps. He would not wish that on an animal, nor subject another human to that agony. But their intention was clear. They were poised to transform Chris, to break him and remake him in their cyber image. Alpha found records suggesting that he had been cybered before he had entered the program, references to processors and modifications. Reports existed which credited that as the reason that he had adapted to the enhancements, a theory that had been disproven later. With Chris being a null, cybershock would be a serious factor. While adaptable, the human brain was fragile. Too much of a change in one instant and the core neural functions could be irreparably damaged. Adam had seen the subjects who came after him, and the abject failures that had gone before, seen them change, and seen Cerberus scrap them at the first sign of instability. And now they planned to do this to Chris, to force him to undergo this procedure. No. Not Chris. No. No.